الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: وإن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب، ألا وهي القلب، ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, we can almost sense in the atmosphere a sense of euphoria. People are in a state of excitement. Many of us view this period as we draw towards the end of the year as a time of vacation, as a time to reap the harvest of what we have procured throughout the entire year. Such is the environment in which we are living in, that just now in a few weeks' time, when the 31st of December actually dawns, as the clock will strike midnight, stupendous amounts of money will be spent. Extravagance on a level which is mind-boggling. To welcome the new year, to set in stone this hallmark that another year in my life has passed. What is even more shocking is that some first world countries will spend just on that one night such a sum that is sufficient to feed an entire poor nation will be wasted on one night. Fireworks display, masiyat, sin on a level that is unprecedented. And behind it is this drive, what one more year we have achieved. One is the mindset of the kuffar. One is the mindset of batil, where the entire sum focal point of this existence in this world revolves around the material things of this world. Such an effort has been made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conditioned this human being primarily for what? Every human being, naturally, we are making effort. Throughout the year we are making effort. Throughout our lives we are making effort. What is behind this effort? The goal to succeed. To attain success, to be saved from failure, to be looked up to. However, one is the concept of success which is advocated by batil. And that concept is that success is denoted by what you achieve on the outside, the material achievements of this world. And this mindset, I've mentioned this before, but the poet presents a poem to present this mindset. It's crude in meaning, but it is succinct and it addresses the situation. Wherein he says, يَمْشِي الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ تراه مبغضا وليس بمذنب يرى العداوة ولا يرى أسبابها حتى أن الكلاب إذا رأت ذا ثروة خضعت لديه وحركت أذنابها وإذا رأت يوما فقيرا غابرا نبحت عليه وقشرت أنيابها. He says the poor man walks because he is poor, he owns a little. So in the scales of society, in the classification system that Batil has set up, he is inconsequential. He holds no position, no status, you won't give him a second glance. So he says the poor man walks and everyone is against him. He sees the hatred. He sees the manner you scoff, you look down upon him. Why? Because his clothes are tattered and torn, his body is full of dust. He's not driving a fancy car, nor is he wearing a fancy suit. So you look down upon him. تَرَاهُ مُبْغِدًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا. He sees the hatred on your face. He doesn't know what the cause is. Poverty is not a crime. Lacking the material things of the world is not a crime. This is Allah's distribution. Allah's distribution. Allah's distribution. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah gives wealth to whom He wants, deprives of wealth to whom He wants. This is not an indication of the superiority of one over the other. But this mindset of batil has enveloped the thinking of man to such an extent that the poet says this has even affected the animals. Hatta annal kilaba idha ra'at dha tharwatin. When the dog sees a rich man, it stretches out its forepaws and it wags its tail. Wa idha ra'at yawman faqiran ghabira. When the dog sees the poor man, the vagabond, you want to call him, then it starts barking and it starts chasing that person. What is the underlying cruel meaning? That this mentality that classifies human beings on the basis of what is apparent and outside, what car he's driving, what suit he's wearing, what type of house he's living in, or how big his bank balance is, this mentality in fact is the mentality of a dog. This is the mentality of animals to look at what is apparent. This in no way conforms to Quran, in no way conforms to what Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam came with, and what primarily Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Quran and Hadith, what does it teach us? One verse of the Quran, man kana yuridu al-ajila ajjalna lahu fiha ma nasha'u liman nurid thumma ja'alna lahu jahannam yaslaha madhmuman madhura. Allah says, if you will make this dunya your goal, if this is your basis of success or failure, if this is your ambition and your desire, if these are your goals and aspirations, the accumulation of the material wealth of the world, then Allah says, we will give you dunya. We will give it to you, but not according to your efforts, not according to your intelligence. How will we give it to you? مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. As we want to, for whom we desired, for whom we decided. Your risk, sustenance, social status, financial wealth was written down already before you were born. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, Allah wrote down and decreed what a person will be worth, when he will be worth, how he will be worth, and whatever you do. Whatever you do, whether you got one shop or 10 shops, one industry or 10 industry, whether you work an 8-hour day or a 26-hour day, by the qasam of my Allah, you will not get one penny more or one penny less than Allah decreed. Success, failure in this life, in this world. We've come to the end of another year, people are analyzing their lives. Companies are checking their balance sheets. People are retrospecting. What have I achieved? Success and failure, by the qasam of my Allah, has nothing to do with the material wealth of this world, this classification. Somebody has a little bit, low class. Somebody has a little bit more, middle class. Somebody has even more than that, high class. And even more than that, VIP. Based on what? Based on a distribution that is already decreed. based on a distribution that is in Allah's hands, that has nothing to do with that individual's intelligence or prowess or know-how. One is that basis of success and failure, and the other is that which Quran advocates. And my respected brothers, now is the time to take the thermometer. Take the yardstick, take the measuring tape. Some of us, 50 years have passed, 60 years have passed, 30 years have passed. The clock of our life is ticking. Are we successful or are we a failure? Have we advanced or have we declined? These are crucial questions, but not based on what batil is telling us. What does Quran say? قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ يَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُونَ. Tell them, who are the losers, who are the failures? Those who threw themselves and their families into destruction and failure, not in the dunya. يوم القيامة, on the day of judgment, Allah says, Allah, listen, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. This is the great loss. This is the great loss, the loss of akhirat. What will happen? لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ. From above their heads will be fire, from beneath their feet will be fire. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ يَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُونَ. Allah is warning you. Prepare for this day. Become successful on this day. Elsewhere, what does Allah say? فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ. The one whose scale of deeds is heavy, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. He has succeeded. The one whose scale of deeds are light on that day, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. He has failed. He has put himself into destruction. فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. What will be his abode? Jahannam. تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ. A fire which will scorch the faces of man. Elsewhere Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. The one who obeyed Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has succeeded. Elsewhere Allah says, فَمَنْ زُخْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. He who is saved from Jahannam enters into Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازَ. He has succeeded. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. The one whose scale of deeds is heavy, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. He is in a beautiful life. He is happy. Sublime bliss belongs to him. The one whose scale of deeds is light. فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. His abode will be هَاوِيَةٌ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. What is هَاوِيَةٌ? What is هَاوِيَةٌ? نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. Allah says it is a raging fire. My respected brothers, come out of this ghaflat. Come out of this negligence. Come out of this treachery. Come out of this lie that success and failure has anything to do with the material wealth of this world. How much longer are we going to chase behind dunya? Allah has already decreed. The clock of our life is ticking. This is not vacation time. This is not the time to take your foot off the accelerator. This is not a time to be going to places where zina is the order of the day. Music is the order of the day. Shamelessness is the order of the day. So even what little piety you acquire throughout the year, you wash it and wipe it away. This is not a time to recoup your earnings. This is the time to retrospect. This is the time to reflect. This is the time to ask myself this question. Have I succeeded? Have I failed? Have I advanced or have I declined? And wallah, as we mentioned, advanced or declined, failed or succeeded, is not your balance sheet. It's not your investments. It's not what you have procured from this dunya. Allahu Akbar. This topic, this masala, this burning question is of such importance. Such importance. Such importance. Look at Quran. So many verses we have already recited. Every verse, Allah says success, failure, success, failure. In no verse is it mentioned that success and failure has anything to do with the material positions of this world. Allah says it is amal, it is taqwa, it is iman. This is Quran. And when Quran introduces itself, what does Allah say? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book. There is no doubt in it. There is no doubt in it. To doubt one harf of Quran, to doubt one letter of Quran, to doubt one nukta of Quran is kufr. Allah protect us. What Quran advocates is haq, haq, haq. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الدَّلَالِ. There is no greater truth than this. Allah's kalam, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ. Verse upon verse, what is Allah saying? This is a masboot kalam. This is an authentic kalam. This is haq. This is the absolute truth. There is no greater truth than this. Allah does not need to take qasam. Allah's kalam is haq. Today you and I, in our conversation, we take oaths. We take a qasam. Why? Because half the time we're speaking lies. So people doubt what we are saying. So to emphasize, qasam, Allah's qasam, wallah, talla, listen, I'm telling you the truth. Allah doesn't need this. Yet Allah takes qasam in the Quran. Some places, Allah takes one qasam, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Somewhere Allah takes two qasams, wal duha, wal layli idha saja. Somewhere Allah takes three qasams together, wal layli idha yaghsha, wal nahari idha tajalla, wama khalaqa al-dhakara wal untha. Somewhere Allah takes four qasams together, wal samai dhatil buruj, wal yawmil maw'ud, wa shahid, wa mashhud. Somewhere Allah takes five qasams. Five oaths together. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. There is one surah in the Quran which is unique. Ulama say this is the message of the entire Quran to some extent. There is one surah in the Quran that is unique. This Quran deals with this question, the burning question. What is success? What is failure? Such is the shafqat, such is the kindness, such is the compassion, such is the mercy of my Allah. That in this surah, Allah doesn't take one qasam, or two qasams, or three qasams, or four qasams, or five qasams. 11 qasams. 11 oaths in one place Allah is taking. Allah doesn't need to take a single oath. One place Allah is taking 11 oaths. One interpretation of the surah, 7 oaths. But there's ataf ma'atuf. Ulama will understand. Conjunction. If the conjunction is read as a conjunction, then 7 oaths. If it is not read as a conjunction but a separate qasam, then 11 oaths. 11 oaths in one place. Wa shamsi wa duhaha. By the oath of the sun and by the oath of its light. That's if the conjunction falls away. وَالشَّمْسِ وَالدُّخَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. By the oath of the moon as it follows the sun. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا. By the oath of the day as it lights up. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. By the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا. By the oath of the skies and that Allah who erected or created the skies. وَالْأَرْضِ by the oath of the earth. وَمَا تَخَاهَا and that Allah who stretched it out. وَنَفْس Allahu Akbar. Allah said qasam of the sun, qasam of the moon, qasam of the sky, qasam of the earth, qasam of that Allah who stretched it out, qasam of the light of the sun. So many qasams. And what is Allah saying? Still if you won't listen, still if you won't accept, وَنَفْس by the qasam of your soul, by the qasam of your life. Ulama say this type of qasam denotes muhabbat. It denotes love. Denotes affection. Allah is saying by the oath of your life. وَمَا سَوَّاهَا and that Allah who perfected that nafs. Perfected that life. Perfected that soul. Qasam upon qasam upon qasam. 11 qasams. And what is the message? What is muqsam alayh? What does Allah want to tell us? Allah says by the qasam of the sun, by the qasam of its light, by the qasam of the moon, by the qasam of the day, by the qasam of the night, by the qasam of the sky, by the qasam of the earth, by the one who erected the sky, by the one who stretched out the earth, by the one who made the soul, by the one who perfected the soul, and by the qasam of the soul itself. Oh my Allah, so many qasams, what do you want to tell us? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Who has succeeded? The one who has purified this nafs. The one who has purified his inside. The one قَدْ. After so many qasams, it wasn't necessary to say قَدْ also. قَدْ is again another hammer. Another emphasis. قَدْ. قَدْ definitely. أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who has cleansed his nafs, his qalb, his heart, cleansed his inside, he has succeeded. Whether the bank balance is zero or ten zeros, whether he's driving a Mercedes Benz or he's sitting on a donkey cart, whether he lives in a hut or in a palace, if the inside is clean, first of kufr, then of shirk, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Cleanse his inside of kufr and shirk and ascribing partners with Allah Ta'ala. And then cleanse his inside of masiyat, of breaking the command of Allah, of looking at haram, listening to haram. Cleanse his inside of poor akhlaq and character. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who has cleansed his inside, he has succeeded. وَقَدْ خَابَ. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And the one who has filthied his nafs, the one who has blackened his nafs, the one who has covered it with masiyat, with shirk, with kufr, with looking at haram, with listening to haram, with planning haram, with hatred for one, enmity for the other, jealousy for the other, revenge for the other. مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. He who has blackened and darkened this inside. قَدْ خَابَ. He has failed. He has failed. He will face destruction. Normally, the principle of an Islamic court is what? أَلْبَيِّنَةُ عَلَى الْمُدَّعِي وَالْيَمِينُ عَلَى مَنْ أَنْكَرُ. In an Islamic court, I'm cutting it short, if you take qasam, this precludes the need to present evidence, to present a proof. Yet, such is the mercy of Allah, 11 qasams, and then Allah still brings proof. Allah still brings evidence. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْوَاهَا إِذْ إِمْبَعْثَ أَشْقَاهَا فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَالسُّقْيَاهَا فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. Such an example Allah gives. Those who have failed because of kufr and shirk. The Quran was being revealed first to the Arabs, so nearby was the dilapidated remains, the ruins of Qawm Thamud. It was there, present for anybody who wanted to see it. So Allah draws their attention to that. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْوَاهَا. Because of their rebelliousness, they belied the message of Allah. They belied the message of the Rasul of Allah. إِذْ إِمْبَعْثَ أَشْقَاهَا. The worst of them stood up. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَالِحَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ said to them, نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. The miraculous camel which on their request Allah took out from a rock, a living camel, from a rock in front of their eyes, still they didn't believe. Salih begged them, alayhi salam, naqatallahi wa suqiyaha, do not interfere with the camel of Allah and its drinking. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. They belied him. They belied the command of Allah. They killed that camel. What happened? فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. Allah annihilated that nation. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ أَنَّا دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ وَقَوَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ خَاوِيَةً بِمَا ظَلَمُوا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ وَأَخَذَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةَ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ كَأَن لَّمْ يَغْنَوْا فِيهَا أَلَا إِنَّ ثَمُودَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِثَمُودَ. They fell into a deception of their military might, of their physical strength. They were prepared to challenge Allah, defy Allah. Quran describes the azab that befell that nation. One hand earthquake, the other hand the scream from the heavens that destroyed them. Their corpses remained toppled over on the ground. There was no one to even bury them. The animals ate up the remain of that nation. Allah says, فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ أَنَّا دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ وَقَوْمَهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Look at the eventual outcome. Look at the eventual outcome of those who will make dunya their objective. Those who will blacken the soul with shirk, with kufr, with the disobedience of Allah. Coming back to the message of this surah, this is such a surah. Occasion of Jummah is limited, no time to go into details. But it's mentioned in one riwayat that this surah, 14 or 15 verses, if it is read with tadabbur, if it is read with reflection, if it is read taking the message to the heart, what is the message? قَدْ أَفْلَخَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Clean your inside and you have succeeded. Insan ke qeemat andar ke sarmaya se bante hai, bahar ke sarmaya se nahi. Your value in Allah's court, your value in the qabr, your value in hashar, your value in jannat will not be determined by what is outside. What is inside? What is inside? This holiday that is coming, what environment am I going into? What effort am I making? Is it conducive to this inside being clean? Is it conducive to obeying my Allah? The clock of my life is ticking. There's no such thing as new year, as vacation, as birthday, as take off the foot from your accelerator, as celebrating the passage of time. This ummah doesn't celebrate the passage of time. For this ummah, the passage of time is a wake-up call. Read this one surah with tadabbur, and what reward will Allah give you? Allah will give you the reward as if you spend the treasure of the entire world. The one person owns the treasure of the entire world and he gives it away in sadaqah and charity. That reward Allah will give him for reading this one surah with tadabbur. 11 qasams my Allah takes. Such an effort Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, he said, in the body is a piece of flesh. In the body is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. Keep this clean. Keep this park. Keep this pure. Pure from what? From shirk. Pure. Bring Allah's wahdaniyat into this heart. Tawheed of Allah, oneness of Allah. Allah is the doer, Allah is the maker, Allah is the controller. Give dawah to Allah's greatness, cleanse this inside. Correct the yaqeen, correct the conviction. And with that, idha saluhat, clean this inside. Rabiul Awwal just passed. Like I said, time is limited. But our mother, radiyallahu anha, Aisha Ummul Mumineen, she was asked to describe the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the first thing she said? What is the first thing she said? She said, مَنْ تَقَمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِنَفْسِهِ. She says, my Nabi never took revenge. My Nabi never took revenge. My Nabi never took revenge. وَخْفِرْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah commands him that, oh my beloved, stretch out the wings of humility for the ummah. وَخْفِرْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Where is this today? Every direction we look is hatred. Every direction we look is enmity. Grudges. Brother is not talking to brother. Relative is not talking to relative. Jealousy, hatred, enmity on trivial things. Whole relationships break down. One incident comes to mind. Fudala bin Umayr bin Abil Mulawih. It is the occasion of Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making tawaf. Fudala, this riwayat is mentioned by Ibn al-Qayyim in his Zadul Ma'ad. Fudala takes a dagger, hides it away underneath his cloak, and then stealthily starts making tawaf behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trying to get closer and closer within striking distance. As he comes closer, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns around. Afudala, is it you? He says, Naam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, "Mada tuhadithu bihi nafsak?" Fudala, what were you talking in your heart? What was your plan? What were you trying to carry out? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives him a chance. What does he answer? He says, "La shay, nothing. Astaghfirullah. I was making istighfar. I was making istighfar. I was making Allah zikr. Adhkurullah." Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahu Akbar. The sword is under the cloak. The intention is to murder Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What does my Nabi do? فَضَحِكَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He smiles at him. He says, "Astaghfirullah. May Allah forgive. May Allah forgive." ثُمَّ وَضَعَ يَدَهُ عَلَىٰ صَدْرِ. Fudala himself says, then Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam placed his hand on my heart. فَسَكَنَ صَدْرُهُ. Sukoon, itminan, peace entered the heart by the placing of the hand of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then what dua my Nabi must have made? What dua my Nabi must have made? Such shafqat, such compassion, such willingness to forgive, to let go. Fudala says, "Ma wada'a Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yadahu an sadrihi hatta ma khalaqa Allahu shay'an ahabba ilayya min Rasulillah." He says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his hand from my chest, then by the qasam of my Allah, before this, there was no one I hated more than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He placed his hand on my chest and made dua. When he lifted his hand, there was no one on the surface of the earth that I loved more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This akhlaq and character, whatever environment we are going in, carry this akhlaq, carry this character, learn to forgive. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Allah says, meet Allah with a clean heart. With a clean heart. Qad aflaha man zakkaha. Such an effect this had. Fudala is leaving the haram. A man of kufr and masiyat before. One interaction with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam desire to forgive. No revenge, no hatred. And today, on trivial basis, Muslim is not talking to Muslim. Muslim is not making salam with Muslim. You follow that jamaat, I follow this jamaat. You go in that direction, I go in this direction. Hatred! Where is the basis for this? The person was going to murder Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My Nabi smiles at him and makes dua for him. This akhlaq brought people closer. Fudala leaves the haram. A harlot, a cheap woman of the street approaches him. Halumma ila al-hadith. Fudala, come. Let us talk, banter. In other words, go towards haram. He says, "Halumma ila al-hadith." فَقُلْتُ لَا يَأْبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ يَأْبَ اللَّهُ يَأْبَ عَلَيْكَ اللَّهُ وَالْإِسْلَامُ لَوْ قَدْ رَأَيْتِ مُحَمَّدًا وَقَبِيلَهُ بِالْفَتْحِ يَوْمَ تُكَسَّرُ الْأَصْنَامُ لَرَأَيْتِ دِينَ اللَّهِ أَضْحَى بَيِّنًا وَالشِّرْكُ يَغْشَى وَجْهَهُ الْإِظْلَامُ. Short introduction and such a change. He says, she is inviting me towards haram. I said no. Why? Because my Allah has forbidden this. Islam has forbidden this. Then he says to her, if only you saw Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions on the day of Fateh Makkah, when the idols were broken, you would have seen the deen of Allah, the noor of it rising up, and shirk and dalalat being covered by darkness. Jaal haq wazahaq al batil. The truth has come. Batil will disperse. Qad aflaha man zakkaha. Qad aflaha man zakkaha. Qasam upon qasam my Allah takes. Clean your inside. Clean your inside. This is success. Wa qad khaba man dassaha. Let that dirt, let that filth of kufr, of shirk, of zulmat, of masiyat enter this heart, and Allah protect us. This is destruction. This is halakat. My respected brothers, December is not a holiday. December is not the time to relax. December is not the time for vacation. December is not the time to go into places of masiyat. If you want to go on vacation, no problem. But keep our akhirat in front. Keep the purity of this nafs in front. Keep the protection of our iman and akhirat in front. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirat.